This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy May the 5th all day long. Jones and Keefe coming up in half an hour. Jones on the personal text machine earlier suggesting that Sunset Grill and or Cantina, the best nachos for the win.
I went there with Jones when we worked together in like 2006. Great pulled pork nachos. Phenomenal.
Really? Yep. Okay. All right. Well, those guys coming up momentarily, and a lot to talk about. Game one for the Celtics, which I was alerted earlier. This is good news for Celtics fans, but a little bit surprising to me. You can get in for just a little over $100 tonight, Curtis?
Yeah, two balcony seats together, $110 apiece.
Wow.
No, not bad.
Interesting.
Not it's, bad
is
at
that
all.
Like, is that Celtics win fatigue or no interest? You would think the New Yorkers would be hopping in the vehicle and rolling down here to watch. And
Do you think part of it is the, I mean, I guess the
economy?
Well, no, the opponent right. Maybe not being as formidable as an opponent you would think. Like,
still,
do you think a lot of people think the Celtics are going to handle the Knicks?
It's still a playoff game, though, and like you want to get in at some point. Can I ask for, wow, and honestly, like Section 9, which I find to be a good area, it's like right near the media section.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $259.
Yeah.
Can good I ask deals. For a douche move ruling?
Yes.
I was informed that my husband had gotten his hands on three tickets, and he invited two of his friends that are Knicks fans to go to the game.
Instead of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, I found out
what?
That I found out that his two friends are coming in for the night.
How did you not mention this? Like,
I've been debating it all morning, but
somebody found their nuts. I'm delighted about it.
No, so he's like, oh yeah, CJ and Tim are going to come in for the game. I know that they're big Knicks fans. I'm like, oh, did CJ get the tickets? And he's like, oh, I got the tickets. And I said, you didn't think that maybe your wife?
Wow.
That is a real problem. Didn't even ask if you were available.
Nothing.
Right.
Just Ariba.
Especially on your favorite holiday.
Didn't even say, like, are you interested?
Is he making the crunch wraps before he goes?
Oh, no, he just told me he has a meeting tonight, so no crunch wraps are happening either. He's not going tonight, he's going Wednesday.
Oh, he's going Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday's game.
Oh.
But, like, we have an understanding, because he always jumps to this. He gets a lot of tickets through work, it's very nice, and I always say, invite your friends for the regular season.
Right.
He gets so many, there's sometimes late games.
Right.
I would rather watch those on TV. But it is said we have an understanding that if it's a playoff game,
you're first on
I'm
the list.
I'm first.
Right.
Apparently
should be
you're
you. Not.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Should be you and then who? Then what do you say, three total?
Yeah, you got three total.
Yeah, so the other one should be one of his homeboys.
Sounds like Santo is a bros before you know what kind of guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Definitely. Especially when it comes to sporting events.
It's really...
Like, yeah.
But
Courtney,
they're coming into town, and I don't know where they're staying. They're not staying at our apartment.
Wow, probably staying at the hotel.
But maybe he gets a little bit of a break because they are coming into town for the game.
No, he gets no break for that.
Because
wife
he invited
always gets
them.
First dibs,
right.
though.
And yeah. they're probably staying at a hotel with the money they saved on the tickets.
Yeah. Always first dibs, especially if you know that the wife is interested in going to a playoff game. Always
great,
first dibs.
Honestly, great power move by him, though. Like, Ooh. Seizing complete control he back did. In the relationship.
I couldn't believe it.
Courtney, you know what I would do? I would reach out to Sully and say, hey, you got two tickets laying around. Get better seats and
right.
then go.
That's
true.
Mm. You go with the ladies.
No,
right.
take one of your male friends. That'll really put right. the screws to
maybe
them.
You oh, and yeah. Ken could go bonding.
Oh, well, yeah. maybe you, if you guys get good tickets on Wednesday from your plug, you'll invite me.
Why don't you bring that dude who goes to every one of your bachelorette parties?
TJ?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be interested, but maybe. Yeah, he's a Celtics fan.
He's a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that'll yeah. really put the screws to him. Yeah. You know what this means? He's got Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You should have him sleep on the couch.
That guy gets invited to every bachelorette party.
He's been my best friend since high school, but we went to BC together as well. So then all my BC friends.
But he's the only guy.
Yeah.
He's in there with the ladies.
I mean, yeah.
Can I quickly change the subject? So, I have another
in the same bed.
Another interesting tidbit. We're talking about free tickets. Ken came in. I said, "How was the concert?" By the way, Ken looks bleary-eyed today.
It was probably late.
It looked kind of miz. It was raining.
Yeah. So I don't know how
AC/DC,
it was.
DC, you don't care whether it's raining or not. Like,
according to Ken, he called our own Jackson and said, "Would you like to go to AC/DC tonight?"
Uh-huh.
Jack said no.
Wow. Really?
Did he?
Okay.
Which seems like, I mean, that is shocking.
Wow.
A free ticket to see AC/DC?
Yeah.
For a guy that's been in classic rock forever?
Mm. And wasn't Ken inside, so you didn't have to worry about the rock?
No. It didn't look like he was inside.
Oh, okay.
From his Instagram story.
Mm. I think he had three beers, which is wild night for Kenny.
This is Jay from South Boston. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I gotta say something. Coco, you know I love you, but God, Ariba, can we season it up a little bit?
I know.
All right, it's like when people go into the restaurant and you know they
Ariba,
hit you with the
Ariba.
Ass. It's like let's season it up a little bit.
I know,
Courtney.
Jay. I'm not good at like rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Because it would be the I, right? Or the
no,
R?
No, no, you roll the R.
Yeah, the R.
Arriba, arriba.
Yeah. Arriba.
An I.
No, you There you go. Arriba.
I don't know how to do that.
Arriba, arriba.
You know what I wanted to ask? Because obviously you guys know the history better than I do. And Kashan came back with Daddy Yankee, I believe that was, playing. Correct, Sean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. And Cinco de Mayo, is that all the Latinos?
No. It's just Mexico.
Okay.
Shime has been slightly off on a lot of
regions. Yeah, because I'm like,
Wait, hold on. Shime's been slightly off. We asked for recommendations.
I'm like,
I took in all these recommendations for people, and I played them.
Okay.
I'm like, he's playing reggaeton.
Just because somebody, like, I mean, if somebody said, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, can you play some Rammstein? Would you do it, or would you try to get a little background on the band?
Well, I know Rammstein's not speaking Spanish, Greg.
Okay, but like in many cases, you're playing artists.
Coming from the guy who asked
that
for a song called Mexican Radio. Like, I've never even heard of that song.
I asked for that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, that's more relatable.
But that's it's Mexican independence.
Right.
That's what Cinco de Mayo is.
You're playing like Puerto Rican and Dominican artists
right.
on the re-
right.
on
so?
So that's why.
We're
but
having
that's
fun.
Why, but
it's
that's
a
why,
vibe.
It's culturally offensive to some.
Okay. Well, if you want more Mexican right. artists, then send me Mexican artists.
Well,
I don't know what you want from me.
I think you should be looking
up. Is Mambo Number 5 a Spanish song?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Really?
If it were, it'd be Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you should be looking up. It should be more Mexican. That's why when I said play Kid Frost, I was like, okay, that's for the Chicanos. Right?
I played that for you. I got
so
you.
So the Mexican, and then when I was like, wait a second, I'm hearing Daddy Yankee.
Right.
And I'm hearing like,
Gasolina is a good song. Middle school, Courtney had a dance to it
right.
with some friends.
Right. But
what Shime is doing.
You should break that out when Santo goes out with the boys.
And hold on.
It's essentially the
No, no, no.
Radio,
I'm not going to be thrown under the bus for
this. Essentially the radio producer version of wearing a sombrero to a frat party on Cinco de Mayo is what you're doing.
That is what you're
coming
doing.
From the room, not Wiggy, but the room of you two who said, "Yeah, play Despacito by a Puerto Rican artist."
Can't do that. That's why I wanted to.
So you're blaming me for all this when I'm not the one who even requested all of these songs.
That's why I was double checked. Maybe come back with Booyah Tribe.
Okay, that's
why I was like double check, because I was like, wait a second, these are like Puerto Rican artists, Dominican artists, and I was like, does Cinco de Mayo?
Bitty Bitty Boom Boom. You should do that. That is a Mexican song.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
I think I have heard that.
Yeah.
Chime, can we get the Hill Notes? They are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then call Coleman.
It's electric!
Arriba, Arriba. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Is it still a big deal? Like, do a lot of people go out when it's on a Monday?
Oh, yeah.
So people will go out this afternoon and get margs and tacos. Yeah.
Every Mexican restaurant is going to be jammed. Right. Arriba, arriba.
I would say, Greg, loco is going to be loco.
They say it's Chris Jones' birthday. It's Rocco and Twitch's birthday, too. Those SOBs are going to have a good time.
Okay, happy birthday, Rocco.
Rocco.
HBD, Rocco.
Okay.
A band that wasn't that popular. Are you out of your mind, you idiot? You ever heard a song called Why Can't We Be Friends? Spill the Wine? Look up the views, bud. Reason number 10,042 as to why Shine still stinks. Eric Burden and War, you moron.
I love how I get accosted for that. Greg didn't even know who it was when I played the song. Why do I always catch the flack?
What you just said was fraudulent. I was able to guess the. I didn't know the song
with a hint.
Yeah,
you were able to guess the artist.
But you brought up their hit.
Yeah,
and I was able to name the artist like that. And top what of
I
the head.
But was I wrong when I said their biggest hit was Lowrider? You even confirmed it. You said that's their big hit.
He's talking about the singer of the band.
Okay.
Is a guy named Eric Burden.
Okay. This band was in the 70s. You expect. Why does this guy who thinks I stink every day expect me to know everything that happened in the 70s, 30 or 20 years before I was born?
Do you know what other band Eric Burden was the lead singer of?
No, Greg, I don't.
The Animals. Ever heard of them? Hit after hit.
I think I might know one song.
House of the Rising Sun.
I do know that one. Yep.
Perhaps. Wow. Sky Pilot.
Definitely don't know that one.
Alrighty. Well, it's been a nice run.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Nope.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
There's got to be gin in this building somewhere.
So was Eric Burden, was he a
singer in War?
Latino singer?
He was not a... No,
oh, so he just kind of saw the whole lowrider thing?
He saw the lowrider thing and he's like
the lowrider culture?
I got to take advantage of this.
All right, yeah. I didn't know if he was, you know.
Yes, he did, yes.
Holy crap, nobody cares how many pieces of pizza Shime can eat in a given night. Man, move on. Move on, please.
All right. Good morning.
Over under
having a conversation. It's all
12 slices.
Yeah.
Over under.
Well over 12.
I'm betting that. The Trading Post in a couple weeks. Trading Post Lounge in Bourne. Shime over under on bar pizza slices 12.
Oh yeah, I could get 12.
Let me give you a little adult education, numbnuts. The definition of empathy is the action of understanding. Being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of others. So at Wachusett Mountain, you were coming back from the rehab in Westminster, which helped save your life. So I was trying to be empathetic, and you took it such the wrong way. Of course, though, you arrogant, pompous, spoiled brat. I'm done. I won't be sensitive and empathetic to you at all. I'm going to come after you every time you're ignorant. How are your Lakers doing? Numb nuts!
That's a rivalry right there.
Yeah.
It's heating really up, too.
That is definitely
a rivalry. I feel like it might get violent.
Yeah.
I don't think it might come to blows.
I feel like somebody's going to say, let's step outside.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get to that point. But
have you ever been in a fist fight, Curtis?
I have not.
No, I don't think so.
Just my head hitting the floor.
All right, here's a little bit of advice for you if you ever do. Swing first.
Yeah.
Courtney, you ruined your lead about the Met Gala mentioning that LeBron James and Brittany Griner will be there. Nobody wants to see those two bozos.
I don't know. I think LeBron will probably have a sick outfit.
All right.
Yeah. That's really what it's about.
All right. 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah. And I was trying to explain to Wiggy. Wiggy was asking what goes on once they go inside.
Nothing.
Well, if you've seen Ocean's 8, it's loosely based off of the Met Gala.
It's been so long.
No, yes, it is.
What do you mean it's based off of the Met Gala?
Anne Hathaway's character is going to the Met Gala.
I know, but that's not the plot of the film. It's a heist film.
But they're robbing the Met.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, robbing the Met, not the Met Gala.
At the Met Gala. Oh,
I know, but that's not what the movie's based.
Yes, it is.
No. It's been so long.
Ocean's 8 is about the women are robbing the Met during the Met Gala.
To give the Met Gala some sort of credibility.
All right.
I'm just trying to connect with Wiggy because I know that you like heist movies.
I didn't know if there was any.
Do you remember Tom Brady used to go to it all the time?
Yeah, no. I was asking her what goes on inside. I was like.
And it's just a dinner. And they do the dinner portion of the Met is when they do the heist.
I didn't know if it was like an award show.
People wear outrageous fashion outfits.
Yeah, I know that.
I remember Tom Brady.
Yep, I remember Brady goes.
Right. Like, I'm assuming that probably Bill and Jordan will be there tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm assuming. That'd
be interesting.
That would be.
Can you imagine if Bill shows up in some kind of fashion forward outfit for the Met Gala this evening?
I saw this great column from the Raleigh News Observer or something, and the guy said that as long as we're talking about the Jordan brand and not the Jordan brand, North Carolina's in deep trouble because the people are restless.
And did you
in
see
North
that?
Carolina.
And in this is reported. I don't know if it's true, but there is reports that she forced her way into the Dunkin's commercial from the Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh wow.
Also reporting that LeBron, this is from a texter who knows, his outfit, he has Bronny in a backpack on it when he carries him in tonight.
Like the kid. A like baby Bjorn?
With the parents carrying the kids. Yeah. That's what those are called.
Yeah. Or like
he's got to put it to the front, though.
Like one of those little dogs like that the influencers have. He's like a Bronny. Bronny's under his jacket. He's like petting Bronny as he makes his way into the gala.
All right, 5 o'clock. I'll tune in.
Like, oh my God! Like, Shine is getting so cocky. How dare him be like so aggressive and everything? Like, the guy was, you know, he was a fat guy, and now he's getting to be a little skinnier. And the guy thinks he knows everything. But you know what? Good for him. Cockiness is sexy, ladies and gentlemen. Let the man be. Let the man be. Leave him alone. Ca-ca!
Okay. Leave Sham alone.
That took every direction known to man. I was very confused.
Jackson Ashing got a deal for you at Costco's Get Two Hot Dogs for $1.99 each a hot dog. You can also go to the aisle at the grocery store, get some mushroom soup and some pasta, and make a great dish. Check it out. You can even add a little chicken. Bye bye.
All right.
All ready?
On this morning's show, Wiggy drops a major news bomb. Richie Valens' plane went down. This also in, the Titanic sank, and the moon is not made of cheese.
Yeah, you might want to hold off on the Booyah tribe because I guess they're of Polynesian descent.
Oh, really? Yes.
So I would come back with Be Real, Cypress Hill.
Right.
Probably not a lot of Polynesian artists that have had a top 40 hit. Like, can you think of any?
I would say the one guy who sang...
Milli Vanilli?
No.
Mele Kaliki Maka?
Yes, who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, that's Bing Crosby did.
No, then he...
No, there's another there one.
Oh, somewhere... He was...
real big...
No, he's Hawaiian, though, I think.
Oh, does that not, like, Polynesian, Hawaiian, Polynesian. Samoan? Okay. Yeah. All right, I didn't know if Polynesian was
What was that guy's name who did that version of Somewhere
it.
Over the...
Curtis just said it.
Who was it?
I don't know how to... I know that... It's a big gentleman. I don't know his name.
Miki Waki. Yeah, you had
Please
said,
try again.
No.
Is it
I wasn't
Israel,
really...
comma,
yes.
Kawiwa
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if the if they fell under the Polynesian umbrella, you know, Samoans, Hawaiians, and that kind of thing. So, but you're saying he's Hawaiian.
Yes.
All right.
This Cinco de Mayo, try our new spicy Shimerita. Ingredients: cayenne pepper in your left eye, ghost pepper shoved in your mouth, punch in the face by some woman named Rita with a salted rim.
That was a strange one, honestly.
That was just a question. I was trying to gauge the temperature of the room on it. You know, that's all.
No, that was a good Shimer, question.
But who names a drink after themselves at their wedding?
When you're getting married, like a lot of people do.
They do, it's really. Kind of,
that's point very popular.
I could see if it was like a couple drink or something. Right. Like
Like she's going to do one. I'm going to do one. That's kind of like the whole thing. Like she prefers the whiskey drink. I prefer the tequila drink. So that's, you know.
What a lot of people also will do, a dog drink. So you would do one after Henry. Like Henry's Mule or something.
Huh. All right.
And they do a nice illustration of the dog next to it on the menu. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind the dog one. But
there's a drink called a Black and Tan, right?
Yes.
Okay. That would probably be Henry's drink of choice.
That's Guinness and Harp.
Yeah, they don't serve that in a seaport.
Harp beer.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, that's it? All right, Chime, thank you. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric!